Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Dude. All right, another week, another show. So just kind of recap the week or just thoughts that have been going on. Welcome to what is my therapy session. This is the time where I get a chance to get out and talk about what the hell I think is going on in the world or just talk about what I've seen or whatever. If you listen to the show, and some of you do, you kind of know what it's all about. If you don't listen to the show and this is your first time, well, don't have the kids listen because there might be a few F-bombs. I'll do the best I can to limit those, but there are absolutely positively no guarantees. Now, sometimes when I get a chance to do this, you know, it really is just some of the stuff I've seen over the past couple of weeks or whatever that just kind of popped into my skull and I can't get out and I need to get out on the air. You know, people being crazy, you know, the funniest one, I think, or that I love to see that I hate to be behind are the old people that go through the roundabouts. They freak me the fuck out. But anyway, welcome to From the Mind to Chaos. I would be chaos. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want some things I need to get off my mind. But let me get you in contact with you know, how you can talk to the guys around Chaos Network.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, so it's really mainly the boys from Sports Our Way, myself, and Snowflake, who is a huge contributor to everything that we do. He may not be on the air all the time, but and we miss him for that, that's for sure. But I got to see him last night. Which it's been a little while, and, you know, sometimes when you don't see somebody, you kind of forget how active and how much they contribute to your day, and the guy's, he's one of the best people ever, so Snowflake, I miss you, being on the air, but I get it, bro, it's all good, but some of the stuff that I may be talking about, he added content to, that's for sure. So anyway, get a hold of me if you want to, tweet me. Really, it's the best way to do it. At FNChaos, FNCHAOS. Hell, I don't care. Tall, call, text, write, whatever you need to do. I mean, I offend a lot of people, it seems like. You know, there's been some, I've gotten some direct messages on Twitter where people weren't exactly happy with what I said. Save it. Text me. I don't care. 765-610-9591. Send it my way. It's all good. It's part of what we do. You can also find Hollywood. Hollywood is, you know, we call him the bearded wonder. The thing, it's magnificent if you're into that kind of thing. I just think he's a damn attractive man, and I'd love to see his face every now and then. I sound like an old man, like my grandpa. That's like something my grandpa would say to me. What are you doing with that goddamn beard? Jesus Christ. Whatever. It makes him happy. That's all I care about. But you can find him on Twitter at SOW Hollywood Governor, who you know, spends more time researching everything. He's got the vast knowledge. You know, the man behind the facts really is where he comes in. You know, he's got a stat for about everything, it seems, anymore, which is awesome. Huge content to Sports Our Way. You can find him at Governor_Baines. And of course, Snowflake, he's not dead. We were kidding the other night, so don't give me any shit about that. It was just, I don't even know why I said it. Bad joke. Horrible joke. Shouldn't even gone there. You can find him at Kendall Scott. So go ahead and reach out to those guys. A few other guys at J-908. Take a look at him. Take a look at his shows. He's doing a great job on Blog Talk. And, of course, Big Doug, who is one of our boys, and you can find him at Urban Customs. When we were doing interviews all the time, he was the one who was doing a great job setting us up for that and having some fun. All right, so there's the roundabout recap on how to get a hold of us. There's quite a few other people who add some content and help us out with the shows, that's for sure, but those are the mainstays. There are definitely times when I'm sitting down to do this show and I have a hard time finding shit that's going on in the world, finding shit that I want to talk about. So it ends up being, you know, observations, people I see, things that I see happening, which, whatever, that's how it's going to go too. But I'm looking at this list of stuff that I had, and, you know, Snowflake, when he came over last night, he must have rattled off about 3 things that had happened in the past 24 hours that I was like, what the fuck? You know, there was a plane hijacking, I think over the past week. It sounded like it was in progress when he was talking about it, and when I was looking it up, it looks like it had happened in within the past 7 days. Guy down in Texas, his kid was taken off life support. It's like right out of John Q. You know, kid's taken out of life support. He grabs a gun kid was scheduled to be taken off life support, his kid. And he grabs a gun and stands outside the door and makes sure nobody does it. He just had a hard time letting go. That's out there. Listen to me, Jesus. Everything that's going on with Charlie Hebdo, and I'll definitely get into that. But I got about 4 or 5, you know, different things here that I'm looking at. I'm like, Jesus, this is all just fucking crazy. But let's talk about, you know, all of the Charlie Hebdo stuff. Now, it's really just a satire, a bunch of comics, we'll say, that are out there that allow us to, you know, kind of enjoy, what's being done out there, making fun of everybody, making fun of, the Prophet Muhammad is the main one. But there's some out there that even made fun of the Pope, that made fun of, I know, anybody and everybody, but this is the one that really affected all the satires of the Prophet Muhammad people took exception to. So because of that, 12 people were killed, and as they're coming in, the assholes that came in to shoot up the place, I mean, they think they're from the Wild Wild West, I guess, come in and shoot up the place. As they're killing these 12 people, and the main cartoonist, they're pretty much, you know, saying that they've avenged the Prophet Muhammad, that this is their way of avenging him because of pretty much jokes, comics, things that, you know, the Prophet Muhammad kissing another man was on there, just cracking on him like crazy. And this is how you go out and you act like scared children, pretty much is what you've done, and you're bringing guns into this to make it, you know, your point. Well, you know, I guess you kind of look at this and it makes no sense because you've turned everybody into martyrs, you know, and this is a magazine, a satire that's gone from 60,000 subscribers or 60,000 publications to, you know, they have said next week they're going to put out a publication where they're going to, you know, with all the donations and everybody who's kind of hooked them up, they're going to do over 1 million. So you have actually totally fucked your shit up, gone totally backwards on what you want to do. Good thing you killed these people, because what you've done now is you've made the publication infamous. You know, it's gone from one level to an entirely another level. And you don't think that they're not going to stop clowning on the Prophet Muhammad? And props to CNN. You know, I will sit here and clown Fox News for as much as I possibly fucking can. As much as I can. But props to CNN. And why? Because CNN, they went out and they were reporting on the tragedy. And one of the quotes that they had, they were playing or showing a slideshow of the publication, of the satires, and pretty much the direct quote is, if they can't get the message out, we'll get it out for them. Awesome. Where people will normally hide behind anything they possibly fucking can just to not stir the pot, CNN steps up. And I'm not saying they're the only ones that did this. There may have been about four or five, you know, different people that did, different stations that did. But I know that CNN did because I saw it, and I think that's fucking awesome. So they went through and they showed the covers of the satires. And it just, I don't know, it just shows how awesome it is when some people can come together. And, you know, I've said the joke many times, many, many fucking times, that, you know, they're France, they surrender. This is the exact opposite. One of the cartoonists pretty much came out and said, I have no wife, I have no children, I have no credit. I would much rather put this out there and have them come get me, pretty much in essence, that's what he said, than hide behind anything. I would rather die standing than living on my knees, was a direct quote. So not this time on France surrendering, and that is fucking awesome. I mean, I admire the courage, and I admire the, just the sticking to your guns. You know, the mentality of dying with your boots on is fucking great. And you know what's going to happen now? You know, everyone is going to draw something of the Prophet Muhammad. If I could draw anything, like, I can draw the fuck out of stick figures. I'm amazing. You want a stick figure? I can do it. I'm amazing at it. You want detail and amazing draw? I mean, there's no way. But I would draw something on the Prophet Muhammad, and I would be happy to tweet it out. As a matter of fact, what I will probably do, since I can't draw, is I'm going to find as many of these satires as I possibly can, and I'm just going to tweet them out under my handle, @FNChaos. So happy to do that as well. I mean, it's going to bring so many more people together, and maybe it causes more chaos, but you know how much I hate chaos. Love me some chaos. You know, we all have the right, in my opinion. We all have the right to be able to put out our opinions, and thank God we're in America because we do have that right. I don't know how third world countries act. I mean, obviously, we're finding something in these third world countries where they think the best thing to do is pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. I mean, that's the spoiled child mentality. I mean, sometimes that may happen over here in the States, and they can get off on a fluency. But I know, they made fun of me. They hurt my poor little feelings, so I'm going to grab an assault rifle and go shoot somebody up. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous. But good, because you've really proved a point. The point that you've proved is that you're going to have, you know, a million more people getting a message out and hurting your feelings a little bit more. So I'm sorry that you weren't invited to the prom and you didn't get the right corsage and you didn't get to take it in the ass like you had hoped to. I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry you didn't get to get, you know, banged under the bleachers at the prom, you know, how your whole prom night was envisioned. Too bad for you. That really is. You know, I know what you should do. You should go grab a gun and shoot everybody up. That's the right thing to do and the best thing to do. You dumb mother ass fucker. See, sports are a way for that. Great way to handle things. Great way. Not saying you necessarily need to let it be. But if you don't like the satires that are coming out, you have the right to say, go fuck yourself. You have that right. You have the right to put together your own goddamn magazine. You know? And I'm sure this was all done in the name of Allah. Then religion. Way to go. Nobody gets killed in the name of religion. Nobody. Stupid fucks. Yeah, sure. Come bomb me. I'm in Fishers, Indiana. Come find me here. Fishers, Indiana. You don't want to come here anyway. It's like 10 degrees. There's no reason for it. So, as should be, positive thoughts. All good things sent out to Charlie Hebdo. And I know there's a caller waiting, and I apologize, but on this one I can't take calls. Sorry about that. But if you want to listen, you can go ahead and stay on hold, and I'll be happy to let you listen. So, anyway, everything else that's going on. I mean, like, there is so much shit that I'm looking on this, and I'm going, you know, Bill Cosby, did you guys see his quote? So it happened last month. It's not like, well, no, I'm sorry, it happened last week. He's doing his tour de Cosby, which pretty much means, let's go rape bitches. Dumbass, should be shot. Anyway, so he's doing his tour. as he's doing his tour. It's a stand-up tour. There's a lot of support for him, and I don't know if you guys saw this. When he goes in and comes out on stage, there's standing ovations. There's literally people giving him a standing O. It's amazing. But at one point in his act, a woman stands up, and it's being reported a couple of different ways. She either said, she either offered Bill Cosby a drink, or she asked Bill Cosby if he's drinking. One or the other. I'm not sure. It depends on, I guess, how it went. If you were there, great. Let me know. Tweet me at F and Chaos. And then Cosby's reply was, "You have to be careful drinking around me." And the crowd, I guess, shot back with an, "Oh, shit." And some actually laughed. This is such a, like, it's such a fucked thing to do. Like, back in the day, probably, it must have been the late 80s. Yeah, it must have been the late 80s, I think is when it was. You know, if you watched Eddie Murphy Delirious, which in my opinion is one of the best stand-ups of all time, if you watched Eddie Murphy Delirious, he actually goes into a bit where he talks about how Bill Cosby called him and chastised him about his stand-up, about the things he can say and the things he can, or should say and shouldn't say, I guess, you know, in the name of good comedy. And then, you know, Eddie Murphy talks about how he was bummed out about it, and it kind of dragged him down a little bit. And then he called Richard Pryor, and Richard Pryor said, you know, something along the lines of, "Hey, are you making people laugh? Do they think you're funny? Well, tell Bill I said to have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up." And this, I mean, this is like right along those lines, in my opinion. So, like, you know, Cosby is saying these things and makes this joke. And by no means should he be making this joke. Or, let's call it a spade a spade. It very well may be he's making a true statement, not a joke, to where you better be careful, you know, because, you know, how, you know. And the girl obviously got up and walked out. And she's like, "I'm gone." And I think some other people walked out. Look, the guy is just crooked. The guy is just wrong. The guy should be in all kinds. I mean, there should be trials going on. I mean, I know there's investigations going on. But you make a crack like that, I mean, Cliff Huxtable needs to be punched in the fucking face. You can take your sweater vest on, and you can take your Jell-O pudding and shove it up your ass, but Cliff Huxtable needs to get his ass kicked on that one. Now, that's a comment, like, I'm not offended by it, I'm shocked by it. Like, I hear that, I'm like, oh, damn, that's something Rush Limbaugh would say. That is out of line, that is oh, punch that Jell-O pudding eating motherfucker in the face and get him the fuck out of here. So, you know, just more and more craziness. And then there's this story. I couldn't believe this one. I forget where I heard it. Oh, yeah, no, okay, so it doesn't matter, I guess, where I heard it. Wasn't from Snowflake last night. I guess that's what I was trying to recap. So, there was a headline, and I don't understand fucking how hot. The New York Post, this is one of their headlines to this story. Dad who threw five-year-old off bridge had been acting strangely. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, how obvious of a statement is that? I mean, it's snowing outside, it's cold. I mean, acting strangely, you throw a your five-year-old daughter off a fucking bridge. This happened January, or this was in January 8th publication, so last Thursday. You know, off a fucking bridge, acting strangely? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, and the story, I mean, you go into it, and first of all, the dude's name, where is it? John Chuck. I mean, you can make whatever jokes you want out of that last name. I mean, his first name is John, his last name is John Chuck. And, it's too easy. I won't even make the joke. You all already know from the last name, John Chuck, his first name being in there, and that second word that ties it in, making his last name in what the event that just occurred, draw your own conclusion. I mean, that's ridiculous. Five-year-old daughter Phoebe was found dead in Tampa. So, of course, this is in Florida. So, if you listen to Sports Our Way, Hollywood's weird news or stupid news or whatever we call it anymore, 99% of them come out of Florida. People are fucking loco in Florida. And if you're in Florida and you're listening to me, you know it's true. You know I'm not bullshitting you. You yourself may not, well, you probably have traces of loco in you, that's for sure. But you know I'm not bullshitting you. Tossed her into the water over the side of a fucking bridge. I don't get it. I mean, like he was calling his attorney God. And wanted his attorney to translate the Bible in Swedish, I think is what it was. And of course, you know, I don't know. She thought it was crazy and called the cops, and you know, the cops ended up finding this guy. I mean, it's one of the saddest stories. I mean, out of all the stuff that's been going on, you have this guy who takes his 5-year-old daughter, and you know, so hopefully he gets thrown in jail. Hopefully he gets, you know, and everybody, well, you know, anymore. When you go through the prison, you know, the court system and the process, I mean, leaving footprints or whatever Tommy Noodles has going on, see how fucked up the court system can be, especially the family court system. But there's no way this guy should not be in jail. Actually, hopefully they can ship him to Texas and kill this dude. But if he does end up in prison, I hope that everybody in that prison system finds out exactly what he did and takes care of him for what he did. And I don't want them to kill him. I don't want him to kill him. Don't kill him right away. I want you to beat the fuck out of him. I want you to stab him with forks. I want you to do whatever you can to make this guy's life a living fucking hell. Because a 5-year-old girl is worth more than this guy ever would be worth in his entire life. And that is the most fucked up thing. And her name was Phoebe. Cute name. Always makes me think of Friends for whatever reason. But how fucked up is that? Beyond fucked up. A few months ago, I wanted to put together a show, and I just ran out of time, and I need to figure out when I can or how I can do it. And I would truthfully love to provide content and have Snowflake do it. Just solo show on his own. I think it would be amazing. It was called Good News. That's what we were going to call it. Because as I'm going through each one of these stories with Cosby, with, you know, Charlie Hebdo, with this John Chuck motherfucker, you know, I'm reading things and seeing things. And the world sometimes doesn't seem like the happiest place on the planet. Doesn't seem like it's not fucking Disneyland, that's for sure. So every now and then, I would love to see the good stories and the good news and the things that people do to bring other people up and make them better. And one of the good stories that I saw that made me go, holy shit, in the midst of some craziness, plane crashes in Kentucky. Let me pull up the story so I make sure I have everything right. But a plane crashes in Kittawa, Kentucky, and a young girl, Sailor Gutzler, I guess is her last name, Gutzler, Google it. She survived the plane crash. She was 7 years old. Killed her family. I think it killed everyone else on the plane. I can't tell you exactly what flight is. I'll go through this and see what we can figure out. But she ended up walking a mile, I guess it's about a mile, through the woods and patches, and she only had a short sleeve shirt, shorts, no shoes. You know, it was near freezing temperatures. This was a story, I believe, was the 8th as well. I'm not finding the date on it, but, oh yeah, January 4th. Well, you know, here in the Midwest, I mean, shit's been freezing. So 7-year girl walks a mile, pair of shorts and a t-shirt, pretty much. Might have been snow on the ground, not positive, but either way, cold as shit. 71-year-old man sees her walking as she comes through. And her first words that she told the senator that her mom and dad were dead. She had been in a plane crash and the plane was upside down. So the FAA, you know, they actually put the crash on Saturday. It was a small, I guess it's a Piper PA-34, crashed Friday evening and killed 4 people. So it's not, not like it was a big, that's why you probably didn't hear about it. It's not like it was a 747 or anything like that. But her parents, 48 and 46, as well as her 9-year-old sister, and a cousin that was 14 years old. So there's 5 people on the plane. 7-year-old lived. They were all from Nashville, Illinois. Anyway, you know, I mean, it's great that she survived. It's horrible that the 4 other people died. But she walked through the woods unscathed, it sounded, you know, except for cuts, you know, and some other minor injuries. You know, she's not necessarily dead, obviously. It's a good story that she made it, that the youngest one made it. She's going to have to go through years and years of therapy, I'm sure. Probably never fly again. Hopefully she does. And hopefully she lives a normal life. And, of course, you know, first thing the 71-year-old man did was take her in, feed her, clothe her, and get her taken care of as best he could. At least she didn't walk up to some crazy ass who found a way to turn it into his own thing. So, you know, it's a good story. It's a horrible that 4 died, but the 7-year-old made it. And, you know, you had to dig for this one. I didn't see it up until a few days ago. And it's just, I don't know, it's nice to see, you know, some of the people and the human spirit triumph at times. So, but there's so much craziness going on right now. And there always will be. But we got to find a way to laugh. And we got to find a way to make things, I guess, a little bit better. So, recap. Anytime somebody writes something about you, just tell them to go fuck themselves. It's okay if you don't like it. Just tell them to go fuck themselves. Perfectly okay to do so. Do not take an assault rifle and go in and shoot 12 people. That would be the bad thing to do in all the equation. You know, there is times when I really, really want hell to be something that's actually there. I don't necessarily think that it is. I don't believe there's a heaven. I don't believe there's hell. That's just my belief. Kill me if you want. But in this case, you know, the people involved in that and John Chuck should all head down there and get exactly what's coming to them. So, but that's my thoughts. That's from the Mind of Chaos. That's really all I have so far. Thanks for listening. And like I said, this show, I don't take calls. You're welcome to send me tweets at F and Chaos. You're welcome to share your opinions there, and I'll be happy to get to them. Not today, anyway. Too much on the plate and too much going on. But thank you all, and we'll be on Sports Our Way tonight. So, we will most likely take calls there if you call in. So with that, motherfuckers, thanks for listening, and I'm out.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired, feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to.